Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Do all singles wish they were married? No, no more so than all marrieds wish they were single. Some of the most frustrated, angry, and bitter individuals I have ever met were those who wanted to get married but never did. I'm thinking in particular of some individuals who went outside of God's plan for sexual purity, lived with somebody, then ended up alone and with a broken heart. At the same time, it's often confusing and difficult for those who have lived with a mate for many years to come to grips with the loneliness and isolation they didn't expect when they lost their husband or wife. I'm thinking of a friend whose husband was killed in a strange set of circumstances. She wrote, "Something of me died when the one who had been part of my life for so many years was taken away." But by far the most hurting and confused individuals are not those whose spouses were taken from them in death. Rather, they are the army of those whose mates walked out on them, preferring the company of someone else. After 10, 20, or even more years, one day, often expectedly, somebody announces, "I want out. You're not meeting my needs anymore, and I don't love you." And when that happens, no matter how much the one hearing those words may love the other, or how much he or she may love God, the person becomes a victim who finds himself or herself single again. They are the ones who have to live with the living dead. Those in that number who have children often struggle with guilt, thinking, "Surely I did something wrong to deserve this." They wax between anger and frustration, trying to be both mom and dad, which is an impossibility. There are three basic choices which confront individuals such as this. Choice number one, live in a world of broken pieces laced with bitterness and animosity. The single parent who would very much like to have a partner in raising the family at times is bound to feel sorry for himself or herself. You may struggle with God, wondering why he allowed this when you did your part. But the world of bitterness never provides an answer. Choice number two, you can throw yourself into a relationship which might bring temporary companionship, but is completely outside of God's plan and is devastating to your children. Living with somebody to whom you are not married is loaded with enough insecurities, apart from the added hassle of a child saying, "You're not my daddy. I don't have to do what you say." Yes, you're the one left to deal with your children's emotions as well as your own. Choice number three, reach out for God's help. Begin to build bridges and put your life together again. Listen to the words of a parent who did this. She wrote, "When my husband first walked out, I was absolutely scared to death and filled with hatred and bitterness, feeling sorry for myself. After blaming and cursing God for my troubles, I threw myself on his mercy and wept out my heart. When I picked myself up and stopped feeling sorry for myself, I found God to be a loving Father who not only helped me as a single parent, but helped me keep my emotions and life together again. I found in Christ a strength I have ever known before. She did, and so can you." Scripture says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He will do this for you."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.